Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local with Jackie Page. Singer-songwriter Eddie Money has died. He headlined DTE's summer concert season since the early 90s. The news of his death comes less than a month after he made his diagnosis of stage 4 esophageal cancer public. Jim Johnson, his longtime friend and midday host at our sister station WOMC, says Money kept his illness a secret for a long time.
Show Real Money on Axis TV, and he said, "I don't want to jeopardize any of that." I said, "Okay, that's fine." And then I talked to him subsequently, maybe a month later, to see how he was doing. He goes, "Ah, that was just a false alarm."
Money was best known for songs including Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight. He was 70 years old. A safety concern involving more than 300,000 Fords that could injure your hand.
31 people have reported hand injuries apparently caused by seat frames with sharp edges on certain 2017 Explorers. Most of the injuries were caused when people reached into the area between the power front seats and the center console. Dealers will cover the risky area.
WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert says Ford is advising people who own 2017 Explorers to avoid any contact with the seat frame edge until the repairs are done. Protesters taking to the streets of Detroit demanding Marathon Oil take responsibility for the second leak at a refinery in the city this year. WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas joining us with details. Vicki.
And Jackie, a couple dozen protesters gathering at Cadillac Place for a rally and protest over this latest leak at the Marathon refinery. Michelle Martinez is with the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition.
This is a second illegal release of toxins into a community that's highly vulnerable. We know that community members were left in the dark yet again without an emergency response plan, whether for a lack of action by the city, but definitely the state of Michigan can step up and do their part to issue fines and fees commensurate with the action. We haven't seen that from February 3rd, 7 months ago.
Teresa Landrum lives near the refinery.
And then to see the workers come out of that building, that means they were putting their workers' safety at the forefront of their mind. But who was putting the safety of the community at the forefront of their mind?
Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Lions will look to earn their first win of the season when they take on the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday at Ford Field. Here with a preview is WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
Sunday's game against the Los Angeles Chargers will be the home opener for the Lions, and they'll be looking to bounce back from that week one tie against the Arizona Cardinals. And that's a game defensive tackle Damon Harrison says the players can't be still dwelling on.
Well, we just got to get back out there and know that the Chargers are coming in the building and they don't care about what happened next week. They're trying to get a win just like we are. So we got to put that game behind us and learn from it quickly.
Sunday's contest, a pretty important one for the Lions, who are looking to avoid an 0-2 start to the season for the third time since 2015. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Roosevelt Hotel in Detroit has yet to sell. It's seemingly one of the few vacant viable properties that has not sold recently. Commercial real estate agent Chris Mansour says that he had it close to sold when it was listed for $4.5 million, but the owner decided to consider the options.
Well, they're the ones that can spread the return over a longer period of time. And then they're able to pay more because of that. So most likely it'll be a developed, a proven chain or somebody, as you want to say, maybe a fund or someone with deep pockets. That's what it's going to take, not only to purchase it, but to develop it.
Mansour says he still gets a lot of interest in the hotel. Anyone with questions can reach him at Signature Associates in Southfield. Republicans defending their decision to use $500 million for the state's general fund to fix the roads. We get more now from WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick.
The governor is complaining that Republicans used a gimmick to fund the roads with one-time money of $500 million. She says that's not the way to get a long-term fix. But Representative Jason Shepherd says he finds the governor to be inconsistent. He says she wanted more money for the roads. We gave it to her. and she turned it down.
I find it very inconsistent, but I also know that the ultimate plan of this is she wants us to raise taxes and fees to put money into roads, not reprioritize budget items.
The Republicans are moving on their budget without the governor's endorsement. She does have a veto pen that she might use on something like this. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
Turkey hunting season kicking off Sunday in Michigan for the fall season. As WWJ's Beth Fisher reports, it might not be that easy to catch one.
They are not that easy to hunt because they have some skills to evade being caught, according to the DNR's game bird specialist, Al Stewart.
They stay very, very wary. It's been said that with turkeys, because they can see and hear so well, that if they could smell, you'd never be able to get close to one. That's one of the traits that they have, that they can't smell. They just go by their eyesight and their hearing.
Stewart says there are over 200,000 turkeys in Michigan, and about 38,000 are harvested each year. Beth Fisher, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.